Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study 1 John 4:19. We love because He loves us. Love is something a lot of us can't live without. We think this is something we need to make us whole, to make us feel something. But really and truly, what we are looking for, some of us, is the love from our Father, our Heavenly Father. He can give us that, what our soul is searching for. I had someone to say to me that I just need someone in my life. And yes, we all aren't created to be alone, but the love we truly need is Jesus. He loves us so much, and that hole that we are trying to fill in our heart is missing. It's missing a place because we're not allowing God to fill it. Some of us say, I feel empty, and that's why we aren't filling that hole with a whole lot. We are just filling it with whatever we can that we think can fill the void. I have felt that void. I tried everything to fill it with money, love, and that hole just kept getting deeper. If that's where you are in your life right now, I can tell you this, that it's not going to get better. It's not going to stop until you give your love and time to God. And some of us will say, I go to church, I feed the needy, I do everything. Yes, but do you spend your time with God? Do you give Him your life, or do you give Him pieces you think He's asking for? Galatians 5:13-14 says this, for you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. See, some of us see, use this freedom He's given us to commit the fleshly acts, and that's not what our freedom was bought for. Our freedom was bought for us to love God and to love one another, and some of us can't even love our neighbors. We despise them. But the Holy Spirit wants us to know that your freedom is meant for you to spend your time in the presence of God, not doing what your flesh desires. Our flesh desires so much, but it's up to us not to fall prey to it. Some of us are looking for people to show us they love us, and some of us are with people that don't truly love us, and some of us are with the love of our life. But Jesus has showed us all the greatest love, which is John 15:13, has no one than this, that somebody laid down his life for his friends. He's given his life for us to live and to live through him. He wants us to allow the Holy Spirit in to show us the way. He didn't leave us to figure this out alone, but He left a comforter. And as we allow the Holy Spirit in, the hole that we mentioned earlier will get smaller and smaller, because we are accepting the gift that Jesus had left us here to help us. We can't walk our Christian life alone. We must do it with the Holy Spirit. And when we do it alone, we do it in our own strength. We won't make it. I know some of us are waking up every day lost. But we don't have to be. Jesus wants us to feel complete in Him. But we are lost because we have allowed our flesh to conduct our everything today in our life. So if you're feeling lost, if you feel like it's a hole there, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to peace. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill your hole with things that are meant to be in your life. Not with things that you have placed there, but things that He has placed in your life. Because the things that we place there, it's going to fade. But the things that the Holy Spirit fill it with will never fade. Trust Him today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. Thank You for the word today, Father God. Thank You for first loving us. Father God, help us to do Your will. Help us to walk in Yourselves. Help us to give You our whole heart. Help us to allow You to fill that hole, that void in our heart, Father God. Because we have tried to fill it with things, Father God, with money, cars, houses, a job. But Father God, it's still there. It's still there when we wake up in the morning. It's still there. It feels so empty. Father God, we don't want to feel empty anymore. We don't want to feel alone anymore. But Father God, we give You our life, every piece of our life. We ask You to fill us. We ask You to fill us with the good things, Father God. We ask You to show us the way, Father God. We ask You never leave us or forsake us, Father God. We ask You to continue to love us, Father God. Father God, we thank You for everything You have given us. We thank You for life, hope, and strength. We thank You for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank You for saving our soul. Father God, we ask You today to help us. Father God, we ask You to help us on our job. Give us peace in our marriages and our friendships, Father God. Give us peace in our life, Father God. Thank You for the favor and the blessings, Father God. Thank You for the big and small things You're doing in our life, Father God. Help us to open every door You have given us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.